Unit 12. Late Home. Part 1. Listen, read, and practice in pairs. Li Meng and Xia Hong got off at the wrong bus stop. They've got lost.
Where are we now? This doesn't seem to be the place where we should get off.
I think you are right. This place looks strange to me. What street name is it?
There's a sign there, Military Road.
That's strange. We usually get off the bus on Brooklyn Street. Our place is in the suburb of Happy Valley. We really shouldn't have slept on the bus.
It's too late to regret now. Let's see what bus stops here. Number 278. 276333. Oh, I know what went wrong. We must have taken 278 for 218 and got on the wrong bus.
Oh, I wish you had been so smart when we got on that funny bus.
Come on. Who says it's my responsibility? You should keep an eye on the bus number too.
I will, definitely, next time.
Can we stop this? We need to figure out how to get back home.
Let's see. West Beach, 276, Outer Harbor, 333. Oh, forget it. These are all new names to me.
Shall we take the same bus back?
Back to where?
Where we got on, of course.
I don't know. Could you recognize the right stop?
Part 5. Listen, read, and act. Li Meng decides to call the homestay family from a public payphone and tell them where they are.
Hello, is that Mrs. Davis?
Speaking.
Oh, great. It's Li Meng here. I'm sorry, but there's some bad news for you.
I hope you're all right.
Yeah, I'm fine. It's not that bad. The problem is my sister and I obviously got on a wrong bus. And we are now in a place called Military Road.
Oh my goodness, that's definitely wrong. Look, just tell me exactly where you two are and don't go away.
We're right now near a bus stop. There's a small store behind it called the Jenkins.
Okay, I'll ask Frank to go and pick you up. Stay where you are, dear.
Part 6. Listen and read. Bus service. Look at the long, colourful buses. You may wonder where these buses are. They're in Sydney, Australia. The beautiful pictures on the buses give people a nice feeling and show the city's vitality. Passing through the city buildings, busy streets and small lanes, the buses offer a movable art gallery and create a unique city culture. Although planes, trains, and subways are popular means of public transportation, people still like to take buses because they're cheap and convenient. Buses run different routes and stop at city centres, in front of schools, next to shopping malls, nearby the railway station, not far away from hospitals, banks, parks, the zoo, museums, and even at the seashore. Passengers can reach almost any place by taking a bus. Nearly all buses run on a regular route and a fixed schedule. In most buses, there are drivers, but no conductors. passengers have to prepare the exact fare because drivers do not give any change. Most buses offer a cheap fare for a particular group. Seniors, people with disabilities, or even students may get reduced bus fares. The benefits of taking buses instead of driving cars are very clear. It helps people keep the air clean, reduce traffic jams, and controls the city noise. That's why governments in the West strongly encourage people to take buses. Part 10. Listen, read, and act. Mr. Davis, Frank, drives to the stop where Li Meng and Zhao Hong are waiting, and then brings them back home.
There you are. Get in. You must be tired.
A little bit. Thanks for coming to pick us up.
Sure, that's what I'm here for. I brought some water here. Want to drink some?
Thanks, Dad. You're always so thoughtful.
I'm sorry to have troubled you. We probably got on the wrong bus.
That's quite all right. I did the same thing when I was young. That happens. Now guess what we're going to have for dinner?
I don't know. Pizza?
Quite a close guess. It's not pizza, but it's Italian food.
Wait, let me guess. It must be spaghetti.
Smart girl.
Part 11. Listen and fill in the blanks.
Thank you very much for showing me around.
That's my pleasure.
The pleasure is mine.
Thanks for the ride to my school.
Sure. Feel free to tell me when you need another ride.
Thank you for the wonderful party. Everything is so nice.
Thank you for coming.
For calling.
No problem.
Part 12. Let's sing. If I were you,